Welcome to Dish Nation!
Is Smokey Robinson dishing out those gasms during his shows? We're gonna get into that.
Ooh, well, Smokey might be getting steamy on stage, but Mr. Pharrell wasn't too happy during a recent show.
And Remy Ma, honey, is still leaning back from her alleged ex-papoose. But first, Brett, what's going on?
Ooh, the Beehive is buzzing with their cowboy hats and boots today, baby. Ooh. Beyoncé has finally revealed the title of her country album. Oh, the album is called Act Two, Cowboy Carter. I know that's right. Yeehaw!
Shut up,
Brett. Also, y'all, there's some more tea that was just spilled about Cowboy Carter. Dolly Parton says she believes Queen Bee is gonna record her classic Jolene. Ooh, this gonna be good.
Okay, classic bop.
Yes, that Dolly Parton don't play when it comes to somebody redoing her songs. Yeah, you know, Whitney did And I Will Always Love You. Mm-hmm. And it's still always playing on our radio. Yeah. Still always collecting some checks for Dolly.
You ever hear Dolly's quote about that?
Yeah.
So the whole quote was, is like, when Dolly recorded I Will Always Love You, she said she put a lot of money in the bank. And then when Whitney Houston released it, Dolly said she bought a bank.
Oh, wow. Oh, she might be telling Jolene don't take Jay-Z.
Shut up.
It seemed like the way Dolly get down, she wants you to do the whole song.
I sure hope Beyonce doesn't pull the song. Because y'all know how, like, I'm sorry. You know how, like, when somebody finds something out about Beyonce before she releases it, she'll just cancel it all out altogether. So I hope she didn't spill the beans and ruin it for all of us.
She going to switch it up and do Peg by Steely Dan.
Now, that would also be a jam.
She's the country legend, so she probably will still do it whether we know or not.
All right, y'all, speaking of legends, the legendary pop-pop Smokey Robinson is out in these streets giving everyone's granny a gasm, baby.
Oh.
I guess that's an or. Mm-hmm. Or the gasms. Okay. Well, Smokey posted a video on his TikTok. I don't know why he got a TikTok, but showing the ladies what he is wagging with at the tender age of 84 years old. Yes, y'all, he has everyone in a chokehold. So let's check out his sexy Smokey moves at his recent show.
Somebody that was related to you doing this.
Oh, like, no, we have to have a talk.
Would you claim that person?
No.
You see, you even see like a young, like a guy in your age range hitting the...
Oh, no.
That's a good dance.
Y'all, and Smokey revealed that his secret to being 84 years young and sexy, and y'all want to know what Pop-Pop said?
What?
He said, yoga and golf, baby.
Okay.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
The crazy thing, he looked like Jada Pinkett mama. Like, they have this similar, like, you can't unsee it, right?
No, you make me
sick! Especially when he be doing, like, oh, man, like, they need to invite him to the red table when they bring it back. I like that he's still out there sounding like himself, too. Yeah. Like, he sound like the record still.
We 84 still moving like that.
Yoga! Like, the older you get, the less you stretch, the tighter you are. Like, you need yoga in your, Gary, you need yoga in your life.
I love a yoga.
Because I'm tight.
Oh, I know that's right. Me too, friend.
Just the joints.
All right.
Just
okay.
The joints.
Before we get to practicing our downward dogs, on to more serious news. Wendy Williams' ex-husband, Kevin Hunter, is pleading with the courts to cut him a check for 2 years of alimony back pay.
Get your big bulldozer
head. That'll finish the story. That'll finish the shenanigans. Go ahead, Tana.
A whole 2 years. He claims Wendy agreed to give him a severance pay, but he hasn't received his payments since Wendy's been placed under court order guardianship. Kevin is asking that Wendy be compelled to fill out paperwork that would provide him with a cut of her SAG-AFTRA retirement plan.
Oh.
Kevin also wants Wendy's team to hand over all the bank records from the date of the dissolution of marriage until current. He's trying to get everything.
If you get your pit bull neck up out of here, leave Wendy alone, okay? It's clear that she is going through something. She's trying to get better. Did you not see the documentary? You should feel like a piece of turd for doing this. Like, leave her alone. You a man. Get a job.
Hello?
Do something else. Like, leave her alone. You should be trying to help your son and figure out how you can help Wendy and not trying to take her money. You such a loser, dude.
Yeah, Mr. Kevin. Because this whole divorce thing was all your idea, remember?
Okay. Oh. But y'all know, to be honest, I love Wendy.
Don't do it, Gary.
Yeah.
But the law is the law.
And it says what?
What?
When they signed those papers, honey, Ms. Wendy said she was going to take care of him, honey.
I don't know who's in control of the guardianship.
We don't know neither.
But unless it's someone who really, really, really has her back, it could just...
And they took it from her son. Like, why would they...
Because his Uber Eats was like $100,000.
But it don't matter. Wendy ain't cheap. Wendy was not a cheap person.
But when the money starts slowing down, not coming in at a rapid rate, you got to kind of protect the person who is bringing the money in.
And him and his dad was becoming closer friends, so your little dad was going to probably try to get some money from him. So, there you go, honey. But we just got to keep Wendy lifted.
It's sad. Prayer. Well, from sad to happy. Looks like Pharrell wasn't happy with the crowd of Saudi Arabia. Now, Pharrell was set to perform with Alicia Keys at the Formula One post-race concert when he took to the stage to perform his hits. And he reportedly had to stop the show to ask the crowd to stop throwing their electronic wristbands at the stage. He told them, "We must protect our women. So, if you want to throw them lights, you have to throw them the other way, not the stage." Who understands what I'm saying? Well, clearly they didn't understand because the wristbands continued to be thrown. It really looked like Star Trek up there. They was just coming through like lights. And Pharrell decided enough was enough, and he walked off the stage 15 minutes early.
Well, that wasn't right.
Yes, it was.
Actually, he stayed longer than he should have.
But first of all, he should have been throwing some damn Louis Vuitton out to the people. Maybe they would have understood.
Now, he sure can throw something this way, dog.
Now, he's been throwing some Louis, they would have understood.
Yeah, but who started that trend, though? I want to pop that person in their forehead. Like, throwing stuff on the stage while people are up there performing. Like, who
started
that?
It started back in the day, like Teddy Pendergrass, and then when the women was throwing panties and stuff.
But that
back
was
in the
different.
Day.
Yeah, they was more respectful.
Yeah, but that started the throwing
stuff.
Well,
yeah, that started the trend.
Brett, what do you do? Have people thrown stuff on stage?
Right back.
Period. I asked the crowd who threw it, because they all tell, they'd be like, that one? Yeah. Well, and I'll rip it right back. Fortunately, I ain't had nothing thrown at me yet, but if I do, I'm throwing it back. Don't throw nothing at me.
I know that's right.
Like, that's crazy. I came to give y'all a show. I don't even have to be there. Like, I'm child.
How
I
can you
be my
help
child.
A man who has, like, a song about being joyous and happy? Like, damn.
People have no chill, dog.
They don't.
Y'all. All right, well, moving on. God. Could it really be the end of black love for Remy Ma and Papoose? Y'all, over the weekend, Papoose celebrated his 46th birthday with friends and family. And in one video from the party, fans noticed Remy's body language, and folks believe that these two are definitely a wrap.
She would rather be watching Pharrell perform in Saudi Arabia.
So what y'all think? Does this mean that Remy and Papoose is over with? Because, you know, the streets has been saying that they're done and, you know, finished. So I just think her energy is a little off. What y'all think?
I think Brad can probably relate to this. You have a fidgety child sitting on your lap who's too big to be on your lap. I would look unhappy, too.
Yeah, I think you can't judge from this picture.
I don't think so either.
So, no. You know.
But my thing is, if she is no longer with him, she should be ashamed of herself.
Why?
He waited for her ass to get out the pen.
That don't got nothing to do with what happens when they together.
He waited.
It got
for
nothing
her.
To do with what should. He did in the past. It got to do with what we live in right
she
now.
She should kiss the ground he walked on.
Absolutely not. Not if something happened that shouldn't have happened.
The body language there isn't the warmest between either one of them, though. You know, he's just kind of leaning in for the photo. He's not like, you know.
And then the sad thing about it, he didn't have a cake. That was his 46th birthday. Did you see a cake?
That was only one piece of
a piece
picture.
Of the cake, baby. Yeah.
Well, they should have showed the cake, him blowing out the candles or something.
And he looks like he's a healthy dude who probably don't eat cake.
Yeah.
Well, don't call it a birthday party.
Do you feel like the party is null and void because of the absence of cake?
Okay. Yes.
But what about being in a relationship? You don't have great days every day.
Thank
Somebody
you.
Can work on your nerves.
Right.
Even though it's his birthday, right. The nerve still is irked.
She might have had cramps that day.
Or something.
Who knows?
Y'all are celebrities. Y'all know damn well. When the camera pans, you better have a smile.
She smiled.
Absolutely.
Yo,
she
I put it on that kid who's too heavy to be on her lap. She looked wild uncomfortable.
All right, y'all, up next is Northwest following in her dad Kanye's footsteps and becoming a dropout.
Ew.
Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And welcome back.
Hey.
Y'all, there's a new rapper out, and she is not here to play. Mrs. Westy. 10-year-old Northwest just announced that she is working on her debut album, and this is exciting and everything, but the name of it has social media in a little frenzy. Check it out.
I've been working on an album for... and it's called Elementary School Dropout.
Oh, Lord.
Is that him in the mask?
Yeah.
Like a damn dressed like a Super Mario.
So let me ask y'all something. Is this a good title? What y'all think about this?
It's dope because it follows in the footsteps of her dad with the college dropout series and all that stuff. And
so we get it.
No one really thinks she's dropping out of elementary school, do they? Right.
These kids don't know that. My son is looking for any reason to drop out of elementary school. This is not helpful to me.
I don't like that, though. I think a kid needs to stay a kid. I just think they're making her grown too soon.
I mean, she want to be a little rapper.
These kids are grown at 10.
These kids are rappers.
They're very aware.
I actually think it's the best title she could possibly use because it plays off of like her dad's success, and it's also kind of unique to her, like elementary. We know how old she is. It's like, I think it's really smart.
It's cute. It's funny. Yeah.
And as expensive as the world is getting, they probably should lower the minimum working age to 12 because these new generation people are going to need a head start on the world.
I agree.
Everything's going up.
And they're expensive children too.
Yeah.
Yes, earn your keep. They want the same name brand stuff that we got. And they show sell it for them.
Now, between all like the young rapper kid potentially who could drop projects between Jay-Z's kids, Drake's kids, whose album would you probably listen to first if they all drop the same day?
Drake kid and Kanye's kid.
And we could throw a Blue Ivy. Rumi and Sir in there. They've been kind of quiet.
I didn't know Rumi and Sir. I didn't think they did music. I didn't know. They do music, too?
They need more promotion, because all we hear about is Blue Ivy.
They're six?
Yeah. We can tell it's the fave.
They chilling.
Moving on, singer Lily Allen says that although she loves her kids, she might be a little further in her career if she didn't have them.
Wow.
Check this out.
Never really had a strategy when it comes to career. But yes, my children ruined my career. I mean, I love them and they complete me, but in terms of like, you know, pop stardom, totally ruined it.
How does that make you feel as your child hearing it from your mama? That's
crazy. I thought
it
was great. Yeah, it's a lot. I know a lot of news reporters, women, that, honey, chose their careers over kids. Because, honey, you start having all these damn kids and they grow up and be nothing and you didn't sacrifice all your life for these little bastards and now this is what you're doing?
So why don't you wait until you're further along in your life and career like Brett, myself?
Don't even talk to Gary. He don't have kids. He don't have a dog. He don't even have a fish.
He don't have plants.
He can tell you nothing about kids.
I think kids bring good luck anyway. Look at Cardi B. When she first started out, everybody was like, oh, my God, why she's having a baby? And then, like, with the baby, her whole career blew up.
Right. It's how you handle yourself. Honey, we can't help it that you did the wrong things and that you stopped your career. It's your fault. You should have figured out another way.
Get back in the booth, sis.
Hello?
Hello.
All right. Check that out in 10 years. Anyway, someone who has not slowed down after having kids is Nick Cannon. Find out why he's not a fan of Father's Day right after the break.
Garrett's
what does
trying
he
to
even
fight?
Say anymore?
What does that mean?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hello.
All right, Father's Day is still a few months away, but baby daddy is sure there. Nick Cannon just shared his plans for the special day, and it might surprise you. He said, a day that I should be valued at the highest level, and it never happens. I just get a bunch of socks. Father's Day, I just want to relax. Send me an email, text me, I'll be asleep, I'll be hibernating.
I know, that's why he is the most busiest dad. He gotta be tired. I'm tired for him.
Send me an email, send me a text, though. You want a call from your kids on Father's Day.
Not him. Do you know how what his rounds
that's
look
like? That's a lot of calls, but like you love those kids.
He had them all, so you should let him do whatever. He needs to be with each and every one of those kids.
He comes around a lot.
To all of them?
To all of them. That's one tired man.
But if the one gift you want for Father's Day is a day of rest,
right,
and you are where you're supposed to be the rest of the year, yo, more power to you.
I have no wants on Father's Day. These kids, that's their daddy.
And again, you don't have any kids at all. You shouldn't even be in the chat.
But I have a daddy.
Yeah, but a mother and father, aren't we supposed to choose on what we want to do on Mother's and Father's Day? Yeah, so he can choose. Go to sleep.
Usually those thoughts are wishful thinking, but, you know, we still just throw it out there into the ether and hope it happens. Yeah. You know, there's been times where, like, I definitely wanted to try to hang out, and I could tell that they would rather do something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you just got to kind of respect it. It's their day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I was Nick's kid and you don't want to hang out with me, I'm going to feel deprived that you want to hang out with them other ones. So,
but he didn't want to hang out with nobody on Father's Day.
Right.
But I would think
so no one should feel deprived.
It's always the ones without the kids, though. Always got the biggest opinion.
Tana, you heard that?
No,
come on now, Gary. Okay, all right, moving on. All right, y'all, it is time for a Dish Debate. Okie dokie. Former Bachelor star Nick Vial and his fiancée Natalie Joy recently welcomed a baby girl. And Natalie just revealed that Nick missed the mark with his push present that he bought her. Tamar, would you tell us what she said?
Oh, I sure can, Tanner.
Nick brought me an $8,000 Louis Vuitton bag for my push present. And I was like, this makes me nauseous. Oh. We gotta return this. Oh my God. I was being frugal, and let's return this and get a cosmetic case.
What? Okay.
She must be crazy.
She out of her mind.
Beyond. Oh. You know what it takes to push a baby? I would like my gift. I was so happy to know that I get an extra birthday or Mother's Day gift when I gave birth to Logan. I was ecstatic.
Oh, so to get the other extra holiday
dedicated.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Did you look at it that way? It's like,
yes,
oh snap, I get like Mother's Day now.
No.
She got an amazing, extravagant push gift as well.
Right?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she pushed in a car.
I got a pre-push gift and a push gift.
Ooh. Period.
Ooh. I got a Tesla for the pre-push and a Bentley for the push.
Oh, Lord.
Tamar, you should have had another baby.
I want to think the push present thing started with Kim and Kanye. I want to think that's the first time I heard about push presents.
No, because Tiny told me that I was supposed to get a push gift, and I was the happiest person. I didn't know. I was like, what do you mean? What's a push gift? She was like, you get a gift when you have a baby. I'm like, why? Come on, you told me this. I would have had a child a long time ago.
Before then?
Yeah, the push gift started with Mary.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Not Mary.
You always going to have groceries in the house, Mary. We ain't going to be able to explain it, but just trust the baby.
How much do you like fish?
All right, y'all. Up next, Jalen Hurts finds himself in a hairy situation. We'll tackle that right after the break.
Not how much you like fish. Bye, Tanner. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Okay, it's our last story today, y'all. So,
this is it.
All right, fans were shooketh last week when an online picture showed Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts clean shaven. That's because people seem to love him with his goatee, y'all. Well, it didn't take long for Jalen to return to form. At Vanity Fair's Oscars party, the goatee was back. He's cuter with it.
Attractive.
That was a quick turnaround.
It was.
Yeah, that's a good 5 o'clock shadow there.
He looks good both ways, with or without.
I once heard facial hair referred to as makeup for men.
Is that true? I don't know,
but we need to work on the eyebrows next.
Well, you do got them Ernie and Bert eyebrows.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But he's got them Eugene Levy's.
That choice is thick.
Gary, you ever grew a goatee?
No, because they'll get me confused.
Confused? You said you were already confused.
But I'm getting more confused with facial hair. You ain't gonna know if I'm it or that.
Oh.
It or that.
They already don't know.
Yeah. That's why, honey, I don't have none. Oh, that's why you got makeup on.
I go back and forth. Yo, I'm gonna have a mustache in a couple weeks. I'm doing different things.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna just kill the beard and just go straight mustache?
I'm gonna rock a straight stash here in a couple weeks. Get ready, it's gonna be serious.
Oh. With no other facial hair?
Yeah, no, you gotta warm up to it. You just can't start with a little thin. You gotta like build up to it and then take it all down.
Not a handlebar though, right?
Just not a handlebar, just throw it right here on the tip.
Not the South will rise again, but yeah. You know, like a little Tom Selleck.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, Magnum PI, that's where we're going. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.